Troy Davis tragedy. The name of Troy Davis is known to most of us, largely because of media coverage. But the details of his epic struggle and the denial of the court, state and federal, to seriously hear his claims are a lot lesser known. Now, a recent book on the case, entitled I Am Troy Davis, focuses on the Davis family and reveals how the denial of justice tore the family apart. It is a tale of misplaced vengeance, of political opportunism, judicial cowardice, and relentless struggle. It is a tale of courage, tragedy, and political betrayal. For example, when a black DA got elected and did the same thing as his white predecessor. When Troy Davis got arrested on August 23, 1989, it was because he turned himself in, certain that he would be cleared of the murder of a Savannah, Georgia cop. But the city, using threats and fear, assembled an ignoble chorus of night people to sell their version of the events, and he was speedily convicted and sent to death row. His sister, Martina Davis Correa, fought virtually alone to bring light to her brother's innocence and to find lawyers to take the case for long, hard years. When a team of lawyers did take the case, it was in shambles, and it took deep digging to find the truth that Troy Davis was indeed innocent, and police had forced people to testify falsely, or they would face charges of accomplices to the murder. Nonetheless, almost all the witnesses recanted and told of their threats at the station. A turning point came on August 17, 2009, when the U.S. Supreme Court, in a rare ruling, sent the case back to Georgia for an evidentiary hearing. At last, the evidence came in. Mass recantations, including new witnesses attesting to Davis's innocence. Alas, it was not enough, for a Georgia federal judge tossed out most of the evidence, finding recanted testimony unworthy of belief. The ups and downs of judicial fortune raised the hopes of his mother, Virginia, his sister, Martina, and the rest of the family, only to dash them against the rocks of despair. On April 12, 2011, Virginia Davis passed away. On September 21, 2011, Troy Anthony Davis was killed by the state of Georgia. On December 1, 2011, Martina Davis Correa died after a decade-long fight against cancer. Virginia and Martina died of broken hearts. Troy Davis died from a broken judicial system. Read I Am Troy Davis by Jen Marlowe, Martina Davis Correa, and Troy Anthony Davis from Haymarket Books. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.